Hey guys, how's it going? This is the Budcast. It is a good day. We got some flour, we got some wax, we got lots of things. Mm-hmm. I tried a new cleaner method. I'm going to talk about all that. First, we're letting our bowl cool. We have some Super Living Haze from Regulator Extracts. I really liked them before, so we got some more of their stuff.
This is the sugar wax. The Super Lemon Haze is one of our favorite flowers. We haven't actually tried the wax yet. This is the first time.
Solid flower hit.
Yeah, it's nice.
There's drool in the bong. Are you drooling?
I got it like that. In the right corner there?
So I was drooling?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. What percentage is that?
90. I was just going to read that. So it is a 90.3% total. It's a 79.7% THC. We have the date of manufacture was November 23rd.
Nice.
So a month ago. And it's a PHO. Propane hash oil.
And this one was only $11 for the gram. We did get a cheaper one. This one was only $9. It was on the clearance. It's a mixed shatter hybrid from Black Label. It's 83.6% for the gram.
Yeah, that is gross.
And it's very... It's like tar.
All over the inside of this.
Yeah.
On the side of the lid, on top of the lid.
It got messy.
Like, that needs to sit like that for like a week.
I have the lid off so we could just like scrape off the lid.
Yeah. Well, if you need to find something warm, you can get this little meltdown.
From here.
I'm curious if it's hot and like on top of it.
They're both nice. I like them.
Yeah.
What about on the table right here in front of you?
That'll work. I mean, really, we just need to keep it down here for a while. Oh, I got an idea. Here's a really good idea. We'll put it up there. And when the heater kicks down.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's cheap in price, too.
Yeah.
I really like the Regulator Extracts just because they give you a label to put on the jar. A little tiny label. And it gives you everything. It tells you what it is. Tells you the percentage. Is it sativa, or is it hybrid, or is it indica? It says it all right there. What do you think of the smell?
Oh, I haven't smelled this one.
I'm all shaky. It's making me shaky. The last time that we had Regulator Extracts, we basically said that these were like, we'd spend $25 a gram.
Yeah, it smells really nice. It's tasted just like the flower. Yeah.
Our last one, I think, was a BHO.
Okay.
So the BHO is a bit more sugary, and it looks like the PHO is kind of more... melted caramelly.
Mixed shatter here.
Yeah, that's weird. So I did a cleaning of our bongs. Before we tried the green piece cleaner, that was a whole episode, and I did use it on all three, like I did this time. And it worked pretty good. This time, I did an isopropylene alcohol mixed with salt and a good shaking.
Now, is this a certain kind of salt or just your normal table salt?
I just got the Morton's iodized salt.
Table salt. So I wonder if using like a different type of salt, like a margarita salt or something, you know, bigger.
More coarser. I don't know.
They also have like what, rock salt?
They have rock salt, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I do have all crystal pieces, all glass. I've heard that this is not for acrylic pieces. And yeah, pretty much just for glass. Silicone is really easy. I mean, I have a silicone downstem in one of my pieces, and I dropped it in when I shook it, and it was just fine. But yes, I've heard for acrylic, do not do this. Everything else is fine. But no, it worked great. I have one bong that was actually, it's been kind of clogged, just because it has these weird S patterns on the downstem.
Curvy.
You can't really get a pipe cleaner down there. But I let this soak for a couple hours and it got rid of the clog. So it was kind of neat. And that one bong is the cleanest it's ever been, I think. All the bongs are nice and clean. It was good. The wax that I had built up, the oil that I had built up in my oil rig, that just came right out. It didn't really stick to the inside. It just kind of made its way out. And once it was outside, it stuck to the outside of the bong. But I just ran alcohol over that and kind of rubbed it with my hands, and that was just fine. So yeah, that was cool and cheap and easy. Because I think alcohol, we can get a gallon of that for like $2.
Yeah.
That stuff's cheap. So yes, try that. I just did a little squirt and a little... dump of some salt, and you just shake it. Just get a good shake going. Mm-hmm. And then rinse with hot water. Yeah, it was good. So how would you give the quality? No, the high's kind of set it in.
I like them. They're pretty relaxed, but also fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So an 8? For this one?
I think I want a little bit more.
That one, that quality is like a 2.
I think I want a little bit more of a high. I don't know if I've enough yet, but...
Yeah, we need
it's
more.
It's fine right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a good
I'd
one.
I'd give it like a 7 or...
Quality?
Quality?
Yeah, we're on quality.
I thought you were saying the high. But quality... give it a 9.
Okay.
I like it.
The high, I feel like it's going to be a good one, but I'm kind of feeling shaky now. Like I'm wanting to do stuff. And I could play the drums.
Oh, I don't feel like that.
I could totally sit here and play the drums. It came in a glass jar. Where's
that? Kind of starting to get a headache.
I was, I think it's this song.
It is pretty annoying.
Cannabis Acoustic from Josh Heinrich.
Yeah, I can't do that right now.
Yeah, I'll skip it. Hold on. Oh, the controller shut off. Here we go. Oh. There we go.
Jesus.
Oh, ad. it came in a glass jar, which is cool. I put it in a silicone jar just because I like my silicones. So, yeah. I feel like it's going to be a good high. And it's probably a good, 8, especially for the 90%. So that'll be exciting. A little goes a long way. But, yeah, if you ever can find Regulator Extracts, check out some of their product for sure. The Black Label... I've always had a hit or miss with them. Definitely look at your stuff before you buy it. But yeah, Super Lemon Haze, silver, super? Super or silver?
Super. Just like the flower.
Super Lemon Haze. Well, they also have a silver lemon haze.
Oh.
That I like. You have Super Lemon Haze and there's silver lemon haze.
Oh.
Yeah. There's lots of weed. All right. If you have any products that you guys would like us to try, we did have our 100 milligram drinks.
Yeah.
We want to talk about that?
Sure.
So.
They taste great. There's not much of a nasty taste.
So, the other day, I went out and I bought two. What were they, 8 ounce? 12, 10 ounce?
I don't know.
It about, let's say 12 ounce. Well, a can of Coke is, what, 12 ounces?
It was more than 12 ounce.
It was a small bottle.
It looked like a little old-fashioned medicine bottle.
Yeah. Or, there's a beer out there that has the same bottle. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's just like a small bottle of beer. $19. They were both lemonades. One was an actual lemonade. One was a cherry lemonade. They are made by Lemonade Legal.
And they're all made naturally, yeah, too. So that's nice.
It is a slightly carbonated drink.
And that is how it is infused. Mm-hmm. It is by the CO2. So they infuse the CO2 and then add that.
Yeah. Yeah, they were 100 milligrams each, containing 10 milligram servings. So we decided to all take 10 milligram servings all at once for 100 milligram.
We just drank a bottle.
Yeah, we each had a bottle. I was doing okay. You. And why am I wet?
It was a fun high.
It was a lot of fun.
Like, I wasn't...
It's your nose. Your nose is making me wet.
Out of it.
No. It was fun. I never died.
No.
I didn't have that moment of, oh God, I'm dying.
No.
But there were some moments where I was just kind of like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even know what I was doing.
Yeah.
We were playing some zombies on Call of Duty. That was pretty fun. Getting lost. Yeah, I definitely recommend,
I woke up the next morning at 9 a.m. High still.
Yeah.
Yep. I had to go back to bed.
That wasn't a fun wake up. I had to wake up early too.
Yeah.
I just felt groggy the next day.
Yeah.
I never got a chance to smoke again though. I felt like if I would have smoked a little bit, I probably would have been just fine. But yeah, those trips are fun. Try them, do them.
Yeah.
I mean,
just don't go to work the next day.
Nothing really bad is gonna happen. Kind of know what your levels are. That's important. You've never done an edible. I recommend the drinks for sure. If you can't find the drinks. Just
the 10 milligram probably.
Yeah, start with 10 milligrams. And when in doubt, you can always make your own. And that is a rough ratio of a 22% weed or flower. 2 grams for a half cup gets you about 20 milligrams per tablespoon. So I think there's 8 tablespoons in a half cup. But bowl for two. But yes, those are fun. Try them. Start low. Know your limit. Or just say fuck it and go to town.
Not by yourself, though.
No. I want to get two. I want to try 200. Or like try 100, but then get like another candy or something like that. Drink the drink, eat the candy. Have two different strains. I think that would be fun.
I'll stick to my 100 because that was plenty.
I might do that New Year's Eve. Be fun. We can make brownies. So we can have the brownies on top of the drink. Because my brownies are always like 60 or 70 a brownie.
You know, we don't have to make brownies. We can make like a made cake.
Whoa, that would be good. I don't, it's just easier to make brownies than half a cup of oil.
Cake makes oil too.
Hi. So again, that was regular extracts. Super Lemon Haze. 1 gram for $11 and you get 90% on that for the cannabinoids. 8.5 on the quality and about an 8.5 on the high. That mix shatter, I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
Mix shatter that we got from Black Label, I'm going to give it a quality score of a 2.
Why?
Because of the way it came in the lid.
Oh, that's not the... produced the...
It's gross.
It's not their fault.
But it's gross.
It's the... God, I don't even...
Where is it?
I don't even know what I'm trying to think about. What am I trying to think about? The way that the wax is a thinner... You put it up in there.
Oh, that's right. Fuck, I'm thinking shit's happened.
When it gets shipped...
Yeah, it's a weird...
It's the way it was extracted.
It's like a weird jello. It's like that Harambee.
It's not a jello, God.
What, remember the Harambee that we
jello
got?
Jello jiggles, but doesn't jiggle.
Well, it's too small to jiggle. Jiggle. I mean, it's got a good smell to it. Okay, I'll give it a 4.
I mean, it's a mixed shatter. It's not a wax.
Is it shatter? Is it wax?
But the kind is more weird tar stuff.
So what would you give it then?
As a shatter? Is it supposed to shatter?
Yes. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard.
Oh.
Or at least
pull
floppy.
And snap?
Like a floppy.
No, that's a pull and snap. So this is a shatter.
Like, you know, or, you know, at least floppy to where you can actually, like, string it out.
Okay, let's stick with your 2 then. Because that's not a shatter.
Like, this is closer to a sugar. Like a shitty sugar.
It just looks like tar to me.
Well, it's too, like... Yeah.
Like, you can probably play with it between your fingers very well. But it'll be sticky.
I know.
And thick. Well, you're gonna get it all over and then we're gonna have to smoke it.
Yeah, that's fine. It is, I mean, it's a weird
It's pliable.
Spring, I guess. I mean, you could get
hard.
Away with calling that shatter, but I wouldn't call it shatter.
That's
I mean,
not
the way
shatter.
The way that it strings like that, but
it's like
it's
caramel.
Too heavy. It's not thick enough.
It's like caramel. Caramel.
What was this? Balanced?
Black Label.
Balanced.
What? Balanced?
Sativa Indica Balanced?
Hybrid. Yeah.
Hybrid? Okay. So we can glob
it. BHO extracted.
We're gonna glob it. When this is over. I'm getting our next hit ready.
The total terpenes is not available.
None. It tasted good, I thought, right? You said you liked it?
Yeah. I thought it had a very floral taste to it.
It tart the fuck up out of our bowl, though. I had to do a huge burn afterwards. Not unless it was a hot dad.
Best by August 31st of next year.
Damn, I need to quit moving so much. I'm fucking high.
And you wanna do that now?
Yeah, we're gonna do zombies, right?
Sure.
So yeah, back to the whole point. If you guys have any products that you'd like us to try, you can hit us up on askthisbudcast@gmail.com. Also follow me on Instagram @theofficialbudcast. And if you have any questions, you can DM me or email me.
It's the 21 and over
stuff. Yeah, the 21 and over weed sticker.
Yeah, I took it off.
Keith put it on her forehead.
Yeah.
But yeah, follow me. I do a lot of pictures related to the Budcast. It is for the Budcast. And I do reference a lot of those pictures in the Budcast, especially on new pieces, new flowers. I will be taking a picture of these and putting it up there as well. So yeah, catch us next time.